last week kicked off the beginning of Ramadan for the estimated 2 billion Muslims worldwide. During this sacred month, Muslims fast from dawn to sunset. For them, it's a time to self-reflect on their relationship with God, perform extra prayers, and study the Quran. And as with most holidays, there's a whole new world of traditional foods that are made during this special month. Joining us now are two Muslim chefs to tell us about their tasty Ramadan recipes. Ifra F. Ahmed is a Somali-born writer and chef, and she's the founder of Milk and Myrrh, a traveling Somali culinary pop-up. She's also a New York Times cooking contributor. Ifra, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you.
And Nafi Flatley is a Senegalese chef in San Francisco. She's the founder of Taranga, a restaurant which sells organic West African food as part of a marketplace called La Cocina, which features immigrant-run restaurants. She's one of only two black chefs at La Cocina. Nafi, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start by talking about Ramadan. So many people think it's just about not eating, but there's so much more to it than that. Nafi, I've actually spent Ramadan with you. It was last year. I'd love for you both to tell us what Ramadan means for you both. Nafi, why don't you start?
Yeah, absolutely. Ramadan is this time of the year where all Muslims, you know, start thinking about their relationship with God and also their relationship with their community. And, you know, you just try to kind of reduce the amount of expenses and food that you spend and then pass that along to those who are in need. That's one of the things that you do when you fast. And then the other thing also is just your relationship with God, your relationship with the people who are in your life. You wanted to, and then also your relationship with your own body as well, because it's just a way to purify yourself deep within by eating less and then also focusing and concentrating into your relationship with God.
And for you, Ifra, what is food's role in Ramadan?
Well, I think it's interesting because Ramadan is seen as this real time of sort of like abstaining from food, you know, between sunrise and sunset. But for me, it's centered around food in many ways because you're in community with other people. You know, it's a time of real gathering with family members, loved ones, other Muslims within your community. And while you're not eating during, you know, that specific time period, you are really celebrating around food. You're sharing with your loved ones and you're abstaining, but at the same time, you're also honoring, you know, your community and yourself by really sharing.
So let's talk about iftar, and that's the meal where you break your fast. And, you know, there are some different ways of doing iftar or of commencing it, rather. And I wonder, you both have a different cultural background. So, Nafi, how does iftar begin for you?
Iftar begins with eating first, breaking it with dates. The best date you can find. During Ramadan, you see people running around, going all places to find the best date that they can find. And so you start with eating a date, well, one or two. And then after that, you drink coffee or tea or hot chocolates for the kids. I remember when you were, when we did it last year, the same thing we did.
Oh, your kids love that hot chocolate.
Yes. Yeah, so we had hot chocolate. They really love that.
So then, Ifra, after that initial break of fast, in Somali culture, what comes next?
Well, you know, it's actually interesting because I, just hearing Nafi talk about it now, I realized that within, like, my own tradition, we actually eat three dates specifically because that was a tradition of the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Prophet Muhammad.
And so you would have three dates and then you would have water. And some people have milk as well, but just to follow kind of like, you know, the tradition of the Prophet. And then after that, normally you're praying the Maghrib prayer once you break your fast. And then once you complete your prayers is when you start eating the actual, you know, iftar meal. Usually you start with, you know, sambusas or kind of like appetizer type things while you wait for the main meal to sort of be brought to the table. And then after that, you take a break because you've been fasting all day. And at that point, 3 dates and a few little appetizers, you're a bit full already, sadly. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so tell us about the sambusas.
So the sambusas, I think, are really such a beloved part of fasting for Somali families in particular. So for those that are unfamiliar, sambusas are this fried beef dumplings. And every culture obviously has some variation, whether it's samosas or empanadas, etc. But sambusas are a triangular dumpling that are fried, and it's filled with, traditionally it's filled with ground beef. I love salmon in it because my Somali community in the Pacific Northwest, that's what's really in abundance. People do chicken, they do tuna, different variations, and it's usually served with basbas, which is a Somali hot sauce.
It sounds so good. I loved as I was reading your recipe, Ifra, how similar it seemed to me to Indian samosas, which we make and are commonly consumed in across South Asia.
Like cousins.
Like cousins, exactly. Nafi, do you have a cousin to the samosa or the sambusa?
Absolutely, we really do. As his friend is talking about it, I'm like, oh my God, this is so amazing. We have exactly something similar. And just because Senegal, well, the capital Dakar, where I grew up, we are surrounded by water. So we make a fish type, kind of like samosa or empanada, or we call them pastel or fataya. It's also the same way. You can bake it or you can fry it. And then the filling can be fish, it can be beef, lamb, chicken. You know, it's very amazing how just different cultures have similar things.
And I remember, Nafi, when I was with you for iftar last year, your littlest son there in La Cocina, he himself was making at your Taranga restaurant the empanadas, and he was so proud of himself, and they were delicious. But the other thing that I loved, Nafi, that maybe you can talk about is your dish called mafe.
Yeah, mafe is a really delicious, very filling dish that I love making, and growing up making it all the time. It's a peanut butter dish with tomatoes, onions, baobab, and you add different, for my version, I add different African superfood, moringa broth, baobab, and then I also make this special hot sauce that I call the Teranga hot sauce. It has a tamarind base and then habanero, kiwi, and all that mixed together, and I mix it in there. It's really delicious. You can eat it over couscous, over rice, jasmine rice, or you can eat it over fonio, or even a bed of delicious mixed green, or actually spinach as well.
Oh my gosh, I'm so hungry right now.
I see him here.
Yes, you have more reason to be hungry than me. Ifra, if people are listening, they might think this all sounds really complicated. Maybe they're just going to go and visit Nafi's restaurant or your pop-up restaurant. How hard is this for people to learn at home?
I would say not very difficult. I think also just in the spirit of learning something new, the time passes pretty quickly and the end result is always worth it.
Indeed. And I can tell you, I don't know, Nafi, I might be popping over to La Cocina for an iftar with you this year. And I loved the way last year that staff from all the different restaurants, you fed them all, Nafi, there at La Cocina. It was a very community event, even though people weren't Muslim. So, you know, I loved it. And I want to thank you both for being with us. Nafi Flatley is a Senegalese chef and founder of Taranga. And Ifra F. Ahmed is a Somali-born chef and founder of Milk and Myrrh, a nomadic Somali culinary pop-up. Thank you both.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
We'll have their recipes at hereandnow.org. And whether you're observing Ramadan or not, we hope you try them out. Now, Hafsa Qureshi produced this conversation and she's joining me now. Hey, Hafsa, how do you observe Ramadan?
Hey, Deepa. I celebrate Ramadan by putting up decorations, giving charity, and having iftar with my family and friends. It's so fun to look forward to the end of the day and know that there are millions of other people across the globe doing the same thing you're doing right now.
Ooh, and what's on the menu tonight, Hafsa?
The menu tonight looks great. It's dates, ganji, which is a sort of rice and beef porridge, some spring rolls, and some lentil fritters in a yogurt sauce.
Yum. Thanks so much, Hafsa. And Ramadan Mubarak to all those celebrating.